And now for a piece of my mind. Well, I'm a bit concerned about victim impact statements. I understand the need for victims to not so much get it off their chest, but have their story told. They are, you know, the people who've been injured or the family of the people who've been injured, and they themselves have been affected in some way. But what I'm concerned about is this. When we see in the paper stories that, oh, she had a lovely smile, she had a happy disposition, a lovely face, she was so kind, about someone who has perhaps been murdered. Am I meant to infer from that that if she didn't have a lovely face, if she wasn't kind and she didn't have a lovely smile, it was okay to murder her? Is it worse to murder someone who's happy, who looks nice and has a nice disposition? Sorry, I thought the rule was you weren't meant to murder anybody. And therefore, whether they're nice or disabled or whatever, doesn't matter. Got a funny eye that looks out the wrong way? Someone like me carries too much weight? Is it okay to kill me? No. Get rid of that idea. So I'm worried that victim impact statements, apart from fulfilling their proper role, which is to advise the court of the impact and to give the victims the opportunity to understand that the court has heard what has happened to them, I'm not at all sure that it should be taken into account in terms of the sentence, because the rule's the rule. You just don't murder, and that applies to other offences as well. So I'm not really mad about it. I'm concerned about it. I'm just not sure that we've landed in the right spot. And if I hear another person or read another article about, oh, she had a lovely smile, I'm truly, I'm going to have to turn off. That's it for today.